our mouth to it, and to get it down in there, you'd have something that would.
No, valve. You'd drill it and put a faucet in it if you wanted to, or you'd knock the top out, or you'd cut it in half. That's about what you could get out of the valve.
Say you wanted to put something in the barrel.
Well, you had like a keg hole. We call that the bomb, I believe, of the barrel. They didn't call it the bomb of the barrel. Depends what you wanted to use it for.
Yeah. How would you get water down in that bomb?
Well,
or whatever you need to get down in there.
Yeah, you'd have to put
There was a
faucet to it, or a plug, or like a.
Okay, but if it was a narrow hole, they'd have a what? They'd have something.
It would be a plug if it was a narrow hole, or if it was something to use it, my regular.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'd be a faucet, yeah.
Yeah, and to get it down in there, they'd pour it down a what? Something that they would be wide.
Put it in, you'd have to have a hose to bring it if it was liquid from whatever you wanted to that one with a hose. Or a funnel, different way you could do it.
When y'all ride, did you have something to get the horses going with?
Well, they generally use a brake. We generally break the switch, or independent. Sometimes you
have a buggy
whip. Yeah, the people who really own buggies, and they have buggy whips.
But didn't you?
Yeah, I remember a few new buggies and a few buggies and horses, new ones that I remember.
When you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a
paper bag. We always had paper bags since I can remember.
How did, say, sugar come packaged, large quantity 100 of it?
100-pound sacks. Always did come in 100-pound sacks. Until our 50-pound sacks, and then begin to come in 1-pound, 5-pound.
Paper.
I'd say in the 40s, but in general, your sugar come in 100-pound sacks.
Okay. What about, say, flour? 50 pounds of flour.
50-pound and 25-pound. Or, no, I never remember seeing 100-pound, but 25-pound is just the general thing,
What was it made out of?
The little sack, little white muslin-like thing. The wonderful thing to make diapers, I teased my oldest daughter. We talk about trousseaus, all these kids now, they're getting married, and Lord God, they bathe them in the beautifulest things. Or talking about Pampers or this or that. And I tell her, I said, "Pooh, your trousseau was 24 little white flour sacks." That's what she used. The flour sack was good to make underwear, too.
Yeah, I know.
A good little... I ain't gonna tell you that.
No, go ahead. I told you.
They're talking about flour sacks. They all got this beautiful print, on it. Pictures. And I had a little sister. Oh, gosh, that was 50 years ago. But then Mama had a sister. She died just day after Christmas. But she lived with my mother. She was about 14, 15. When my mother married my father. And she come down here. Her father had died. She had a broken away home. Her father had died. Her mother had remarried. So she come to live with her sister, my mother. And she was about 15 or 16, something like that. And so my mama took then she, after she lived with my mother a few years, she went off to Port Arthur.